Hello there, and welcome once again to the Nikonians podcast on location with Martin Jorgensen. This is your host, Martin Jorgensen, speaking. And as you might hear, I'm outdoors and I'm walking because I'm on my way to a shooting location in my neighborhood. I haven't got a car right now, so my wife is driving that, so if I want to go anywhere, I have to walk. But luckily, there are lots of good little subjects to shoot in the vicinity of my house and in my neighborhood. This morning, while giving one of my boys a lift to the central station in Copenhagen, I noticed that we had a circus which had set up its tents in quite close to my home, in a place where they usually go a couple of times a year. And it's within walking distance, and I thought that would be a fun subject to shoot. So I'm on my way there. The circus is, of course, lots of wagons and tents and cars and not so much life. They tend to build their circus in such a way that you cannot see inside, even though they may have animals and interesting things that you could take pictures of. It's probably not easy to access, so I'm setting my focus on the tents and the wagon in the ticket office and all the things that are typical for circuses, apart from clowns and horses and what have you. And just as I was leaving, the mailman came, and he actually brought me a package that I've been waiting for quite a while, which contained, because I unpacked it immediately, it did contain a Nikkor 10.5mm fisheye, the DX fisheye, which I ordered quite a while back, and also a teleconverter that I intend to use on my 70-200. I brought the fisheye today, together with my 17-55. One is mounted on my D200, and actually the fisheye is on the D40. The fisheye is an extremely small lens, and even though it does fit optically and physically, of course, the D200 looks quite odd on that big camera. So I just mounted it on the D40, and we'll have to focus manually because the D40 does not have a motor and focusing motor built in. But that'll work fine, since the fisheye has a very, very large depth of field. I shouldn't have any problems. You can just stop it down to F8 or F11 or something like that, and I'll probably be covered from about a foot away to the horizon, but focusing manually is not a big deal. So that's what I'll do today, once I get there. As you might hear from my snifting, it's still pretty cold here. The weather is... it's freezing today, even though the sun has been out. It's kind of clouding over, and then the sun comes out again, and then the cloud comes, and I wouldn't be surprised if we had snow at one point, but as it is right now, it's just pretty cold, but it's calm and nice. And actually, I think the weather is very good for taking pictures. The light is good. There is some structure in the sky, some blue patches and some white clouds, and I think I'll get some neat pictures no matter what. So we'll see when we get there. It's a bit of a walk yet, so I'll just leave you to yourself for what would be a few seconds for you, but probably 20 minutes or half an hour for me. And then I'll see you when we get to the place where the tents are set up. As you can hear in the background here, I've just come to that big junction where all the traffic meets and splits, and it's quite a crazy place, very noisy. I'm just across the street from the circus now, and I can already see quite a few nice little details that I might want to concentrate on. Just got a couple of pictures here so that you can see again. There are a bunch of old trucks and wagons, and of course tents, and nice colors. It's all held in yellow and red and striped, so there will be a dominating red and yellow theme in the pictures that I will be taking here, no doubt about that. But still quite nice as I see it. It's kind of desolate, of course, because there are no people here. Let's see, I'm shooting my, let's just concentrate here. I'm shooting my D200 with the 17-55, and I'm at aperture priority, and I'm just a bit on the slow side with the shutter, so I'll just have to go down to about F8 or something, and then just fool around. And as I said, I brought my fisheye, so there will be quite a few fisheye pictures taken today. And the fisheye has this, as you might know, this very particular perspective, which is that it makes everything round. And wow, the noise. And it's extremely wide. This is a 10.5 millimeter fisheye from Nikon, and it's 180 degrees. In the diagonal line, meaning that you get a really extremely wide perspective. And I'm just finding some details here. There are some nice horses in the entry, like old carousel horses, and that will be very nice at shooting details. And when I'm shooting details, I usually use the short telephoto of the 17-55, meaning that I'm at about 55 millimeters, which is very good for shooting these nice details that you have. There's some people working in here. I'm not going to go in, but just try to. I may go ask them if I can shoot. It's always a good idea to ask permission. Never hurts anybody. But I'm not going to go in without a permission. Just need to get the dog out again here. The light is actually quite nice right now. It's kind of hazy sun, which gives a soft and nice light, very useful for shooting these little details. It's not harsh sun, but on the other hand, it's just need to find focus here. Sorry for the lack of concentration. There's enough light to give a really nice pop in the colors, but on the other hand, there's not so much light that it gives these extremely harsh shadows. Oh, that fish, I think. I love it already. That's a neat lens. That's a very neat lens. The problem with fish eyes is that you get this really strange perspective, and the perspective really is distorting, and you can't use it too much because the perspective is so extreme that it really bothers the eye almost. But it does give an extremely nice effect if you use it once in a while. I will probably be showing you more fisheye pictures in the slideshow that I would ordinarily in showing pictures, because of my joy of having one now, and of course also because I want to show you the effect that can be obtained. Maybe a little more than is good, but anyways, right now I'm just kind of circling around here and trying to find some nice shots here. There's a lot of really nice details on a tent like this, and some options to shoot. This is, for instance, all the strings, or what you call them, that holds the tent, long row of them, and the arcs, of course, and there are tons of options, as I said. This place, as I said, is quite strange because there are no people here in the daytime. They only come here at night for the circus. I'm shooting the fisheye again, and man, I can't get enough. It's really an amazing little lens. And as I said, I've just put it on a hyperfocal distance here, meaning that I've focused on the horizon, and then just stopped it down, and then it will probably be sharp from here to eternity, so to say, all the way from probably a meter or a couple of feet away from me, and then all the way to the horizon. And I'm shooting at, as it is right now, f9, meaning that I get a lot of depth of field. I have this round set of stones in front of me, which I'm playing with. I've actually entered the circus area now, and just having some fun with that, and the sun in the background. See if the D40 can manage that. That went fine. The D40 has a tendency to overexpose a bit when there's some harsh sun in the picture, or some really bright sky or something, but generally I think it manages really nice. It's a really neat little camera. I've set it to permanently underexpose 3/4 of an f-stop, which takes the brightest parts away, and since there's almost always details in the shadows anyway, I can always save those details in Photoshop afterwards. But the problem is that you cannot save details in a blown out sky. There are no details to save. So, okay, I'm walking around to the backside here. I'm still on the outside of the whole thing. This is trailers and trucks and all the places where the people working in the circus live. To keep an eye on the dog here. He certainly likes to go in there. Obviously there's a lot of things to look at and to sniff around in. But as I said, it's closed and you cannot see you cannot see any animals or anything like that, even though there probably could be stables here. That's a nice picture. Somebody's porch with flowers and a couple of chairs. It's a whole small village that they built. Don't know how many people work in a circus like this, but it's probably not quite a few, actually, judging from the number of cars and trucks and living trailers. It's quite amazing. Lots of satellite dishes. These guys like to watch television. And this is about the end of the of one corner of this place. As you can see from the most of my pictures, it's called Circus Arena. And it's quite an old Danish circus. One of the largest ones, has been around for ages. It was there when I was a kid too. Okay, go around on the other side here. And I'm in the front here again. I'll see if I can get the horse here, the fisheye. An old truck on the side here. Just a nice old truck. Perfect for a fisheye photo too. Come. The problem with the fisheye is, like with any other wide angle, that you of course get your own shadow in the picture no matter what you do. Since I have the sun in my back here, it's almost impossible to not to get the shadow in the picture because the wide angle is so wide. But with a bit of care, it's actually, you can actually manage. Side here, it still does offer quite a lot of nice subjects. It's again dominated by these red and yellow colors. I'm trying in some of the shots to get quite a lot of the sky, because it does give a lot of perspective. The sky is quite nice now, which is also a good reason to get it in the picture. Well, I'll take one more round and see if I missed something. Yeah, I could shoot some of the details on these little wagons here. There's a lot of small colorful windows and okay, just one last round here, and I think I have it covered, most of it at least. Just shooting left and right here, like it always is when you're thinking about leaving a place. You just start shooting at random almost, But it does make good sense because you actually get quite a lot of pictures by just pointing your camera left and right and really firing. It's kind of a, you stop thinking as much as you would. And actually, that means you get some pretty decent pictures in many cases. And you might start thinking out of the box just a bit and get something that that is a bit different from what you have done until you started kind of improvising. There are a few subjects yet that I didn't cover, and I think I'm about done now. Changing between the really extreme wide angle, the 10mm, and the more discreet wide angle of the 17mm, and of course the telephoto 55, which is a short telephoto lens on a DX camera. And I do that in order to get different views. I often take the same picture and get different views on the same subject and the same composition. What I also do is, of course, every time I've taken a picture in a horizontal position or mode, I turn the camera on its high edge and check out whether it will work in the portrait position, because you always seem to need the portrait mode picture when you only have the one that's taken in landscape, and vice versa. So it's always a good idea, since we have a camera, namely the standard rectangular format that you find on DSLRs and SLR cameras, it's always a good idea to try to get both the portrait and the landscape version of your picture, because there is a difference and it does matter. And in most cases you can't just turn the picture or crop it or anything like that to get a version that you can use. And if you're going to sell your pictures, use your pictures in magazines or anything like that, it's one of the things that editors really put an emphasis on, because it's important for them to be able to turn pictures in order to fit the page. And in some cases, it's almost impossible to do a layout with a picture in portrait if you need one in landscape and the other way around. So they will be dependent on you being able to deliver either way. And of course, if you're going for front pages on magazines, far the largest number of front pages will be used in vertical mode, and far the largest number of pictures that we shoot are shot in landscape, because that's the way most of us hold the camera, as a natural thing. And that means that very few pictures are actually suited for front pages, and that means that you might have a chance, if you get some really, really nice pictures, to land a front page. And I know one or two of magazines, one of the magazines that I deliver to on a regular basis, that has bought me many a front page during the years. So it's a good idea to remember. Well, I think I have shot what I can without getting all the way into the inner sanctuary of this circus, and without bothering anybody. It's, after all, the place where people live and have their their daily routines, and you don't want to disturb them too much if you don't have permission. So I'll just stop here. One thing that I thought I'd mention before shutting down for this time is the fact that I'm actually going to travel to Florida in the last couple of weeks of April. And if any of the podcast listeners should have ideas for places to visit in Florida, or subjects to shoot and places to podcast from, I would be more than happy to get some suggestions. I have read quite a few books and been on the web and checked out some of the options, and I already have a few points that I need to visit on my 2 week stay. But I'm certainly open to anybody who can suggest places that they have been or where they live or that they know in Florida. My family and I will be traveling in one of these RVs, a big house on wheels, and they know my tendencies to want to go taking pictures as well as fishing. Actually, I fly fish quite a lot, and that's my intention to fly fish too. So they will probably forgive me if I venture off to some location and shoot and record. But okay, I'll be going to Florida in late April, so suggestions please. And if you have comments or suggestions or questions regarding the podcasts on location, you can just drop me an email at the mail address on location at nikonians.org, or go into the forums where there's a special podcast feedback forum. And in there you can post your comments, and I'll reply as good as I can. And if you have other suggestions for subjects that I should cover, I have a few on my list, but I'm always open to good ideas. If you want some particular subject covered in one of these podcasts, just feel free to mail me or suggest it in the forums. And apart from that, I think we're done. And I will continue my walk and bid you farewell, and remind you that you should go take some pictures now that spring is arriving in the Northern Hemisphere, and you guys on the Southern Hemisphere could go shoot some autumn pictures. Take care and goodbye.